Blog Talk Radio.
Jokia is a flame of sorts. I should have knew. Well, I already knew it was hot. I mean, I've tried it out before. Man, I got brave and I drank a big mouthful of it. Good God Almighty. I've drank milk. I put sugar in my mouth. Then I drank some more milk and I just held the milk in my mouth. And folks, my mouth is still on fire. Good God Almighty. Now, they might have some tomato paste in this thing and a blend that makes it look like barbecue sauce. It does sort of look like it. Man, that ain't nothing but some hot sauce right there. That's a hell yeah, hot sauce. Whew! Holy camole. My forehead sweating. Man, I'm about ready to fall off, man. Now, folks, get jokey. In a gallon of some other barbecue sauce, and mix chokia in a gallon or more. Weaken that stuff down a little bit. Good God, now. I drank a bunch of Junior Urias' barbecue sauce. I actually used it on the turn-in. I mixed some Plowboys 180 and Smoking Coals in a full bottle of Junior Urias. And then the judges still didn't say it was too hot. I guarantee you, if you use Jokia, like a John, you're going to get reduced scores. Good God Almighty. Oof. My mouth will cool down in a minute. Now, if you're out there competing tonight, God bless you. Hell yeah. Everybody out there at the Blue Ridge Barbecue Festival in Tryon, North Carolina. We want to make a big shout to everybody. And I want to say hey to you and hope you're doing well. I know everybody's out there having a good time. I did mean to stop on, but they had it all blocked off and blocked up. The police was out there, and I didn't know what all was going on. So I just turned around and came on back. And now, all our friends out there at the Florida Barbecue Association, we want to give you a big old hell yeah. And got to say hey to a man at the Everglades Seasoning and Big Papa's Country Kitchen, Dana L. Hillis. Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. I tell you, I'm really excited about that. And we're going to be shooting another episode of Big Papa's Battle on July 26th and 27th. In Live Oak, Florida. Now, folks, I got my media credentials to go to the American Royal, which I had never been to and I had never filmed. And I would like to take my live stream camera and my other two cameras. And I have credentials for the barbecue contest and the rodeo. And I would like to film it like it's never been filmed before. We want to film it live stream. We want to film it recorded for YouTube. We want to do the American Royal like I've done the Jack Daniel before. And come back and put up 100 videos. Get 100 interviews, and then also live stream it for all you 600 teams that will be there and give you an opportunity for you teams to be aired live on television while you're at the American Royal, because the American Royal and the Houston Livestock Show is still a mystery. I think there's a little out there about it, but I don't think the full disclosure has ever been done. So it's our plan to do the full disclosure. Like I've done everything else, unveil the reality of the, you know, I tell you, be honest, I'd like to sit there at the turn-in and be able to film 600 teams turning in chicken boxes, 600 teams turning in rib boxes. I like, just the logistics of it would be just simply amazing. And, we want to get on back down there to the FBA and do some more filming and stuff down there. Now, folks, Barbecue Superstars tailgating is exploding. Now, we have tailgating pages for the NFL, college football. Now we have tailgating pages for the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, and NASCAR. Now, the MLB has got 22,000 items to be put in the store. Every one of those teams has got a massive amount of clothes, bed sheets, watches, I don't know what all, 10x10s, stuff to go on your car, floor mats. Oh, my goodness. Now, on the NHL, if you go to the Pittsburgh Penguins, all those items are loaded. So you're getting the full deal. Now, University of South Carolina, of course, is about three-quarters loaded. Now, I didn't get them all. But, man, I tell you, tailgating is a lot of fun. You know, it's, you can get items that make your house look good to get the spirit going, and then make your party off the chain. You know, they've got a wine holder that's a piece of wood that essentially sitting at an angle, and the wine looks like it's levitating. And I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, we got the golden coins for all the World Series and for the top-notch players. I was really surprised that Ikaro, Japanese player, played for the New York Yankees, got as much play as he got. I mean, he's got a lot of gold coins. And I know when he was in Japan, he totally lit it up. And I'll be pleased to announce my mouth is cooling off now, thank God. And so it's a big job. It's going to be a big job. But I'm also revamping and going through Barbecue Superstar's website, straightening out pages, making sure all the links work, adding barbecue sauces and rubs and items that come up that are good information for all you barbecue teams, the barbecue lovers out there. Now, if you're a backyard barbecue person and you've learned a lot on Barbecue Superstars about cooking backyard barbecue, send me an email, bbqsuperstars@gmail.com, and let's hook up. Now, backyard is where it's at. You know, I mean, there are 70 million households who have a grill of some type in the backyard, and Barbecue Superstar wants to facilitate your ability to cook barbecue on that backyard grill. So we're going to try to come up with more videos about cooking barbecue, and what we need is some more grills. And if you're a grill producer out there, you want to get some exposure on your gravity feed or your pellet grill, email me, bbqsuperstar@gmail.com. I'll try to come pick it up as long as it's not in California. And I'll keep it for 3 months, and then I'll bring it right on back. You don't have to give it to me if you don't want it. But I would like to try to do at least 10 videos on your grill, whatever type of grill it is. And now, what's the name? Meadow Creek. We had that arrangement, and he let me have an offset, and I did a lot of videos on it. Now I've got the rib and chicken cooking, which I've got a 4-hour video I did that essentially was a live feed cook, and we cooked 40 pounds of chicken, and I put a bunch of pots and pans on there, and we cooked grits and, I don't know, a whole bunch of food. That chicken and rib cooker that flips, you can flip it without having to flip. You know, you put the chicken in between two racks and clamp together, and the chicken is like held, and then you can flip it back and forth. And it's direct feed grilling. I mean, it's direct grilling right there. The chicken gets done in 50 minutes to an hour. Now, I did a bunch of chicken breasts, and they got done in 50 minutes. It was 40 pounds of really big chicken breast. And that Meadow Creek chicken cooker cooked it in 50 minutes. And I mean, did a good job. I put it in the Cambro. It set for an hour. Took it out. Totally moist. Oh, beautiful. And the people we took it to, the 40 pounds of chicken lasted about 30 minutes, because by the time they ate one piece, they came back for two, and the 38 people ate all the chicken up, boom, bam, boom. So Meadow Creek's got a great product. We love Meadow Creek. Now, he let me borrow the offset. We took it back. We switched out from the chicken and rib cooker, and I guess we'll take it back and we'll switch it out. And so he's getting a lot of major publicity, plus we're getting content for the website. And we'll do the same thing for you. You know, I was thinking today, I'd love to have an FEC 500. Those FEC 500s, they're just easy to bring up the temperature. It would be really easy in one of those to do a brisket or a Boston butt or chicken or ribs or anything like that. Or, you know, with the FEC 500s, essentially, the same as a kitchen stove, except where it's got smoke in it. So, you know, you can cook cakes and, good God, anything you can cook on a stove, which is 100% of everything, you can cook in an FEC 500. And so we're, I'd like to use an FEC 500 or a Green Mountain Grill. Green Mountain Grill is a good grill. We know a lot of teams down in the FBA are cooking on Green Mountain Grills. And of course, our good buddy Ricky Lee Newman, he's a dealer for Green Mountain Grill. Ricky Lee's a wonderful guy. He's really funny. And so we'd like to reach out to Green Mountain Grills. You know, if you let me use a Green Mountain for 3 or 4 months, I'll make a bunch of video, do some live feed, and then we'll give you the grill back. Now, the IBCA is having 5 to 10 contests a weekend now. They're a giant sanctioning body, and man, it's really something to see their new website. You know, you go down the list of competitions, and it seems like they're just all over the place. And I tell you, the IBCA is really a happening sanctioned body out there in Texas, and we're really proud to have Smoking X Radio Show, the X Nation, on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Man, them guys, it's a lot of fun. They're Texas Tech tailgaters, but they're big-time competition barbecue cooks. And, well, they had a great show last night, and I had to come on and listen to them a little while. And, those Texas barbecue cooks know a lot about cooking, and it's really fun to hear them talk about all the different things they're doing out in Texas now. One thing about Texas barbecue, it's rather warm out there right now, and it's going to get warmer. The summertime has struck in Texas, and, you know, down there around San Antonio and El Paso, it's probably, the grill's probably 150 degrees before you light it, light any kind of charcoal wood or anything. But I tell you one thing, they're making some great chicken and some fantastic ribs and brisket down there. Some of the contests have pork on them, and man, I tell you, Lance Moore and Smoking X, Junior Urias, and the whole Texas barbecue family are just a wonderful group of guys, and we've had a lot of fun with them since they've been out there. So I tell you, we're gonna have to play them just a little song for Texas barbecue. And Let's see, but how about a little Merle Haggard? I don't know where Merle Haggard was from. He's an Ogie from Muskogee. That might have been Louisiana. But I love Merle Haggard. He's a good guy. He always make you laugh now. You know, tonight I got me a little Miller Lite 16 ounce. I'm going to try to drink the whole thing before the song goes off. So hold it up. If you're out there competing, wherever you're at, if you're down there in Texas or down in Florida, raise your glass up. Let's do a hell yeah. Here we go. We'll do 1, 2, 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah. Let's hear a little Merle Haggard.
I couldn't be holding you tonight. Good, quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Button you down, don't square no deal. At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Listen close, you can hear. Just stay here and drink.
Just don't drink Jokia from Pigeons.
Nothing but a total blank. Think I'd just stay here and drink.
Cooking, but you know, it's the middle of the summer now, or getting up toward the man, we need to have us a good time. We've got a lot of long days coming. Now, folks, I tell you, if you get out there in the backyard and build you a roof, you know, a lot of people want to just have a patio that
is out in the sun, but a lot of areas in the country now, especially in the bottom half, that sun tear you up pretty bad. You know, it's and it's too hot. You get out there and get your pole shed some kind that matches your house. You know, my dream was always to build a 40 by 40 in the backyard and put a roof on it, just about like the house, and then have one side of it closed in, the one end of it, and put maybe a 10-foot wide, so you can keep, you know, grills and whatever else you need, then put about a 20-foot wall coming from that corner across the back, so it's not like totally open, but you got two sides of it that are open, and then have sink on the 20-foot wall, have a sink and a kitchen so you can wash everything up outside, and a big island on that end. And then on the other end, 3 or 4 or 5 recliners, 82-inch television, and have it where you got garage doors in the corner behind the television where, you know, you can lift it up and watch TV or leave them closed, sitting in recliners. You'll still be outside with ceiling fans. But then, you know, made your cookout, got your cookers right there. See, you got all that open space in those walls that are not filled in. The smoke can roll out there. Now, you could make a 20 by 20 back porch on it with no roof. They put all your cookers out there, have them on wheels, you can just roll them up under the hook, roof, you know, after you get done cooking. You know, if you had your couple big FEC 500s out there, great big old Meadow Creek or 2 or 3 Green Eggs, all the heat would be outside the roof. And, man, y'all would be watching the game. That would be a mega man cave barbecue cookout joint down in there. And I'll tell you what else you could put in some of that open space in the back is a pizza oven. You know, a pizza oven made out of brick, you know, it'll cook 500, 700,000 degrees. You get a pizza oven good and hot with a little fire in the back of the oven, you can cook a pizza in 35, 40 seconds, you know, sometimes a minute. And that's why, you know, Italian pizza places love to have pizza ovens because they cook food so fast. Now, I've seen some people throw beer can chicken in a pizza oven, and chicken cook, you know, very quickly. And, you know, you set your pizza oven up at the end of the 20-foot wall, and then have your 20-foot by 20-foot porch with your cooker setting on so they can smoke it up. And then try to set you up a corner with an 80-inch television in the recliners. So everybody's got a recliner. Don't want nobody sitting in one of those beach chairs that fold up in this situation. Man, what a dream come true. Now, you know, offsets and wood cookers are good. But, you know, you get out there, you're doing some big tailgating or just plain old barbecue cookout with the big television going on. You don't want to have to fight the temperature. You get your gravity flow and put your barbecue guru or that other one on there. There's two of them. And get you some good electric out there, waterproof, that, you know, you can set that cooker up, guarantee the temperature. And then it just comes down to trimming it and injecting and putting that brisket or that Boston butt or ribs or whatever it is in there, chicken, and just let it cook, pull it out, got some hellified plates. Now, you want to talk about having some great family fun, you get all your kids over and all their kids, and now my backyard is 140 foot by 150 foot, so if we put that 40 by 40 in the back, we ought to have enough room in front of that thing to, you know, have a little football game and play some volleyball or all that kind of stuff. Now, I ain't about to get out there and do that. You know, let them do it. Hey, I might have me a little Miller Lite or Bud Light over there. Now, I'll tell you who's almost got that set up, and that's Dana L. Hillis. Dana L. Hillis is building the barbecue empire down there in Naples, Florida. He's down there with Mile Marker 114, something like that. So, in other words, Naples, Florida, on the west coast of Florida, is about 111 miles from the edge of Florida. So he's almost down there at the bottom. You know, I actually thought Miami was 1,000 miles from the border of Florida, but it's not. It's about 400 miles. But if you go all the way to the end of Key West, it's 1,000 miles. Florida's a long state. Tennessee's 400 miles long, but Florida's about 500 miles long, plus Key West. It's a long, but, you know, Texas is the biggest state. Florida can't touch it, but Florida's just got a long driveway. Now, the Florida Barbecue Association's paperwork is excellent, folks, and they can really run a barbecue contest. You can guarantee that the results you come out with a Florida barbecue contest are good. Now, the judging is a little different in that flavor profiles are not guaranteed. Now, there are some sanctioned bodies who are training judges to look for certain flavor profiles, but Florida Barbecue Association does not do that. And, the best taste of barbecue wins, not the closest to the barbecue school wins. So if you got a contest and the refs came in and took over your contest and you couldn't run it on your own, think about exchanging it with the Florida Barbecue Association and giving them an opportunity to take your contest to the next level. Now, folks, I went and got a Costco membership. And I went up there to the membership table, and they have a $55 membership and a $110 membership. Now, the $55 membership, they have individual person, business. There's three different types. We got the business membership. But now, the $110 membership is an executive membership, and I think they have their own credit card situation with $110 membership, and they pay you a percentage back of all your purchases with an executive membership. So really, you're going to get the membership back with the executive membership. But the thing about Costco is, I went back to the hamburger section, back to the meat. And I told the guy, I said, what's the cheapest meat you got? He said, $2.89 a pound. Well, down at Save-A-Lot, they got 73.27, 73% meat, 27% fat, and that's $2 a pound. And I was like, wow, $2.89. Is that the cheapest you can go? He said, yeah, that's the cheapest I can go. I said, what ratio of meat to fat do you have? He said, well, we got 90-10 and 85-15. I was like, whoa! 90-10 for $2.85 a pound? Good God almighty. I don't think you could even take a ribeye steak and grind it up and get 90-10. Folks, I'm going to tell you, that was the most awesome hamburger for that price I ever seen. I sit there and I thought for a minute. See, I used to own a meat market. And to think about the quality of meat. Now, if you went into a regular grocery store right now and you walked over there and got the $2.89. I'm talking about a brand name grocery store, and I'd save a lot, but for $2.89, you're going to get the 73.27. And for $4 or $5 a pound, you'll get 85.15. They don't even have 90.10. And I'm standing there, the guy's got 90.10 for $2.89 a pound. And I just realized the idea behind Costco. Now, I walked up down the aisles and looked, and it's all mega brand name stuff. Now, they've got their own brand name, their own brand, but everything was Jif, Peter Pan. I mean, there essentially is no generics, but their generic line. And the prices on the brands blew my mind. Now, if you went to a brand name grocery store, those brands might almost be double. Now, they're not the cheap generics that Save-A-Lot carries. I could walk into Save-A-Lot right now and get a can of green beans for 50 cents. You go to the brand name store, now I've just priced this, Dollar General, 60 cents. The brand name grocery store down here, the same can of green beans, is 88 cents. So if you go to Save-A-Lot, now at Save-A-Lot, it's a generic, mega generic, off-brand, come out of Mexico or something, company for 50 cents. You can go to Save-A-Lot and get the mega brand, Libby's, you know, Del Monte, for 60 cents. It's going to be a little more than Save-A-Lot, but we're talking about the same brand that if you go down here to the brand name grocery store, it's 88 cents. So the one thing that fooled me at first was, well, it's a little higher than Save-A-Lot, but it's the mega brand company that almost destroys you at the regular grocery store. Now, I pretty much don't buy much brand name food. I mean, we buy all generic everything. You know, I mean, the difference between Raisin Bran and generic Raisin Bran is a minimal amount of difference. Beef hot dogs are beef hot dogs. I've got the top 100 hot dog companies in the world. Now, you know, Johnsonville, hell yeah. Nathan's. I actually, personally, I don't really like Nathan's hot dogs as good as some of the other companies, but I'm not from New York. You know, Nathan's at Coney Island hot dog. Nathan was the big one by the Ferris wheel, you know, which I'm sure if I was from New York and I had acquired a taste for Nathan's, I'd be tearing Nathan's up. But, you know, I've lived in South Carolina for a long, long, long time. And Carolina Pride, pretty good with me. I mean, you don't like hot dogs with that big ultraviolet red dye in it. Beef hot dogs with a good beef-looking stick to it where it looks like more natural meat. And I'll tell you, chicken hot dogs, turkey hot dogs, they're pretty good. But, you know, as long as it got a mega red dye on it, you know, as long as it's a beef hot dog, you can't go wrong. If you want to try to lose weight or eat healthy, you know, a turkey dog or a chicken dog, there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you, anything that's actually in the grocery store is probably going to be pretty safe. But don't get the bright red. If the hot dog is bright, bright red, like, you know, you seen the fire truck go by 30 minutes ago, and you couldn't tell if it was a hot dog you're looking at or the lights on top of the truck, don't buy the damn thing. It's not good for you. You know, it's hard on your liver to clear the red dye and your kidneys. I mean, it's just hard on you. But always get the beef hot dog. Beef hot dogs are what everybody wants. If you've got a hot dog stand out there and you want to build a business in hot dogs, you got to get really good beef hot dogs. If you look on my ranking page over there, there are so many forms of hot dogs out there, it's almost hard to believe. And you can buy a pack of 8 hot dogs for 99 cents, or you can get them all the way up to $50. Now, in Indianapolis, Indiana, as we speak, there is a place called the Smoking Goose. The Smoking Goose is a prosciutto. It's a cold smoking processing plant, and we shot. You can go on the website, and we shot a video with the owner of the whole process. And I'm gonna tell you something, folks. They took a whole hog, and they turned it into some beautiful meat. And it didn't matter, you know, the hog jaw, the belly, you know, prosciutto. Prosciutto is really just a whole ham that they process down. Now they've got Italian sausage that they put through a process, and they had these big old, looks like refrigerated shaped machines that, you know, in Italy, if they make prosciutto, it takes like 2 years to make good prosciutto, and that's just hanging in the room at a certain temperature. But he's got this machine in a rack, and he can hang like, I don't know, 300 pounds of hams on it. Not real big hams, you know. It was cut down. They're probably 5-7 pounds a piece. And he'll stick it in that thing, and in 48 hours, 2 years of prosciutto processing was done. And just amazing to watch. And, man, the cleanliness of the Smoking Goose was just about unbelievable. But the reason I'm telling you this whole story is because what do you think the price of a pound of prosciutto was at the Smoking Goose? Now, let me give you some choices. $2 a pound, $5 a pound, $15 a pound, $33 a pound, $50 a pound. Time's up. What do you think the answer is? $15 a pound. Nope. $25 a pound. Nope. That wasn't one of the choices, but I'm going to say it. $33 a pound. Yep. $33 a pound. Holy mackerel. I looked up at that board, and it said some kind of prosciutto. I was like, okay. I looked up to the right. $33 a pound. Now, there's a bunch of gourmet restaurants located somewhere in the central part of the country. He serves Chicago. He's in Indianapolis. Chicago, Detroit, and then going south, you know, either Memphis, Tennessee, a few of the other, Louisville, Kentucky. And these big, mega, expensive gourmet restaurants would buy it, you know, till he's damn near out. I mean, they bought a lot of hog jaws, bellies, Italian sausage that was processed and made in that plant. But, you know, hey, you want to talk about good. Now, there's a video of Barbecue Superstars of barbecue outside the United States. And I'm not going to say their cold smoking process is exactly barbecue, but you can turn it into barbecue. Man, you buy one of them big hams, it might cost you maybe $200. Whoa! But, you know, you cut you off some slices and throw it in there in the FEC 500. And, man, you want to talk about something good coming out of there? Now, they made dishes with it, so they might put prosciutto and all kinds of gourmet. You know, if you get a white plate and you stack up a little bit of stuff in the middle, and then you put some kind of a colored sauce around it in a circle, now that's worth $50 a plate. But, you know, if you're like me and you cook four or five big bowls of good stuff and you place them around each other in a plate till the plate is about 3 inches high and completely full, now that's about a $5 or $10 plate. But I guarantee you, when you eat the $5 plate I'm going to lay down there for you, you're going to walk away full and sleep good that night. If you eat the $50 plate that's got the little sauce in the circle, by 3 or 4 hours later, you're going to be looking in the refrigerator trying to get a sandwich. And that's about what George Jones says.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start to spend my money, call everybody honey, and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, and brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Well, I gotta get drunk, Lord, I can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people in town. They love to hear me holler, see me spend my dollar. I wouldn't think of letting them down. Well, there's a lot of good doctors keep a telling me, George, you better.
Disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you rub smoke? Why must you live out the song that you wrote?
if you get a 10 by 10 slab of concrete, 6 inches thick, you let it dry out for 2-3 weeks, and then you get 8-inch block and do 3 sides. So you go 4 blocks long on each side, 4 blocks in the middle. And then you fill all those blocks with concrete, and then you get a wood center. You get a piece of plywood and make it exactly even with the inside of those blocks on top of it. And you put 2x4s up under it. And then build a 6 or 8 inch form around it and fill that full of concrete and let it set for 2 weeks. And then start on the top of that second slab. So what you've essentially done is you've built a concrete table. And then you get on top of that slab and you build a brick oven. And I tell you, that brick oven is really a nice piece to have in your backyard, because if you make it big enough, now, I'm going to tell you, a little bitty brick oven ain't no damn good, because the fire is going to burn up and smoke up everything that you put in it. But you make one that's 4 foot across where you can put somewhat of a good fire in the back of it, and then you have plenty of room to cook big pizzas or chicken or whatever you want to stick in there that you can cook at 700 degree average. Them brick ovens are really, really nice. I tell you, the biggest thing that's nice about a brick oven is just having it there near your man cave or your outdoor dwelling, or because you get the fire and it's got a big enough opening that you can enjoy the fire that's in it. And you know what? It don't matter if the power cuts off. You go in there and start the fire in the back of the brick oven, and you cook good and enjoy yourself. And, you know, try to make a flat base on top of it and set pots on it, you know, bull pot or whatever you know, heat up stuff, cook stuff. You can make bread. Now, bread made in a brick oven is high dollar, you know. You get that brick oven good and hot, and you learn how to put that bread mixture together and knead it or whatever. You stick it in there, it'll bake it quickly. And, man, that puts a nice crust on there. You get some of that bread, make you a big old barbecue sandwich. Now, folks, think about this. You know, you get you a 4 foot across brick oven by your man cave in the backyard. Now, I tell you, he's got a hell of a man cave, and that's Myron Nixon. Now, I've been there and shot a school. I went by his house just to check out how he's doing on his compound there. And he's done got an old jack out and got it stained. And that's a nice man cave. Now, he didn't make a brick oven. He's got an old-time barbecue pit that's 40-foot long. It's made out of brick. And you get that thing cranked up, it's good warm, makes a nice fire, and you can get all his family in there and have a good time. They have big-time barbecue classes, too. And, you know, it's like coming home. It's just a nice place to go out there to the man cave. You know, his is just a slanted roof shed, you know, in one direction, which I'm saying that's good. You know, it looks good. It's nice. And he's got all his walls open. So he's got sinks on one side. He's got all his walls open so they could put as many cookers as they wanted to in there. And, you know, it would have plenty of ventilation where you wouldn't have any carbon dioxide problems. But, you know, I've met the Goose, Sarah Goosa, in Atlantic City. And we talked. You know, and I tell you, that Sarah Goosa guy, he's a fun. You think he's funny on that show he does. Now, he signed a big contract. We was up there talking. I forget what it's called now. Man Cave. He's really, really funny in real life, and he had a bodyguard with him, which I thought was kind of funny. The Sarah Goose is a huge dude, man. I mean, you'd have to be totally nuts to mess with Sarah Goose, but he had a big old dude with him, shorter than he is. And he's talking about me hanging out with him some, but I don't want to intrude on his life. I mean, my goodness, he's a big NFL star, got big shows and contracts and all that stuff. And, it was nice to meet him, though, and he's an expert on man caves. And I tell you, you know, if a man can get in his backyard and build some place to go, that way the wife gets her space. She can go in there and watch TV and call her little friends up and her sisters and all that stuff and bitch about everything that's going on and do all that kind of stuff. And then you can be out there in the man cave cooking up some big-ass barbecue and hitting a little bit of B.B. King or some of that kind of stuff. And then you know how it goes. Hell yeah. And call some of the boys over. I ain't no big poker player or anything like that. You know, if you get you a man cave and get you a good table in the middle after 8, 9 o'clock when the sun goes down. Now, I tell you where a man cave would be the most awesome, and that's in the Midlands of the United States. If you live in Kansas, Oklahoma, northern part of Texas, and then up above Kansas. You know, as far as neighborhoods go, I spent 4 years in Junction City, Kansas when I was in the Army. I went to Manhattan to a K-State game. Actually, these are people who lived there that were from the base, and I went out there a couple times. Nice flat land. And the neighborhoods are so nice. I mean, white picket fence with the sidewalk, and it's all flat. And, you know, Dennis the Menace and those shows with those perfect flat neighborhoods had to be in Kansas, Oklahoma. I went to Stillwater, Oklahoma before, and nice flat land. Of course, you know, unfortunately, Oklahoma's been ridden with tornadoes. Kansas has them too. So they're all drawbacks to those areas. But after 9 o'clock in Kansas or Oklahoma, Wyoming, you've got that, you know, 50 by 50 man cave. If you can put up the bug resistors, you know, those blue lights where they, you know, all over the place and or, you know, pull all the garage doors down, but one or two. Man, play cards till 2 o'clock in the morning in the man cave. Just cook out, hang out. You know, it's some place that the men can go and enjoy and have a good time. And I tell you, man, that's living right down in there. And, let's hear from good old George Jones.
It's over. Stop feeling.
could turn to. Lately I've been turning every day, but the wine don't take effect the way it used to, and I'm hurting.
No bad place to live in the United States. Every state has its good points and bad points, you know. And I tell you, for the average man out there, as long as you can live in the country, I tell you, living in these subdivisions is not what it's all cracked up to be. You know, if you can get out, Wyoming's a good state to live in, you know, out there with the cowboys and all that, but you get out there and they got good old wide open spaces, and you know, if you can get out there, we've got, you know, 30 or 40 acres, having a big old farm is a great way to live. But you know, if you just got your 20 acres where you got plenty of room to do what you want to on it, and you got good electric and water, you haven't got your neighbors stuck right up on you. You know, now, a lot of these subdivisions, you know, they got rules where all the houses have to look the same. Some of them, the mailboxes have to look the same. You got your little bitchy neighbor down there that don't want you smoking or putting your grill out there. Or, you know, you can't exactly build yourself a man cave, or you can't, you know, put a big old pizza oven out there because rules, you know, to build that back, it's going to look like your house. But, you know, if you get out there, some of them little open areas where, unfortunately, it might be 5 or 7 miles down, and that's kind of rough. Now, I've done that before. We lived in Snow Hill, Maryland, and it was 7 miles to town. It was 7 miles to anywhere, and that was a long ride, you know. Every time, I mean, you just want to get a loaf of bread, you got to drive 7 miles. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that run into that, and which makes it a little inconvenient. But then on the other side of it, you know, you can get out there and do what you want to sort of on your own property within reason, you know. But, man, I tell you, if I had $1 million to spend on a piece of property after I bought it, just for outdoor stuff, it would be a barbecue man cave wonderland that I think everybody would be saying hell yeah to. Now, poor old Michael Jackson, he wasted his damn money and he screwed his wife up. Instead of doing all them carousels and all that BS, man, he could have built him a hellfire man cave out there. And, man, they could have been watching the football, basketball games, you know, having a good time and cooked up some really, really good barbecue. And we want to start making some more intensive videos of more strategic barbecue that is hard to produce. And I'm still interested in a full-fledged cable network channel in the whole nine yards. But I tell you, I got to get my website more commercial looking, more refined. It takes a lot of work to make it presentable. And that's what part of all this work is about is, you know, I got to get real with it. I got to build a website that is not only really good, which my website's good. It's got a lot of information on it. But it's got to be, like Famous Dave, fantastic. And one thing I played the other week about Arnold Schwarzenegger and then talking, they said, you got to work harder than anyone else works, and you got to be willing to sacrifice. And really hang it out there. And so that's what my goal of Barbecue Superstars is. And I want to say a big shout out all the barbecue teams that are competing tonight. I know there's a bunch of teams out in the field in the TBA. And, you know, I like to say, hell yeah. I hope you're having a good night. And get out there and cook it up, man. A good friend of mine, Chris Chadwick, won a brand new lawnmower. He's been mowing his grass for over a year now with a lawnmower that he won in the TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association. And I'm going to tell you, that Chris Chadwick on Wednesday night, let the smoke roll. He is one fantastic guy. I love him to death. And I tell you, folks, he's a good friend. He's just a good person in general. I want to encourage you to call in on Chris Chadwick's show on Wednesday night and support him. Hang around because he's going to give you something. You know, in closing tonight, I just want to say that when you're trying to get ahead in barbecue, like we all are, don't support people who just take and give nothing back. Support people who support you. And that's one thing that I got that changed my life. I went down into the Florida Barbecue Association, and there was a fine gentleman down there named Dana L. Hillis. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's a good guy. That's a genuine person. That's the hardest working damn man I have been around. And he loves everybody. He's a uniter, not a divider. And one thing I can tell you is sure as I'm sitting here, is that the FBA will always give back and do you right. And they're not going to kick you in the teeth and take everything they can. And the one thing every team out there in America that cooks barbecue needs to realize is that your team is analytics. Your team represents power. And if you give your team to people who take, they will take and take and take until you spend $1,000 a week and you got nothing, nothing, nothing. But if you give your analytics and your $1,000 a week to good people who give, then you'll always end up with something good. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the God's honest truth of us all. And I love every one of you. It's been a great Friday night. I've really enjoyed it. You know, I haven't played any of my regular songs because I want to throw some of them old ones in there so everybody can have a good time. Good old George Jones died, man. We love you, George. We're sorry you passed away. You're a good guy. And George Jones got a DUI, didn't have any driver's license. So he got on a lawnmower. To drive to the store. Now, actually, there's a guy in Inman, South Carolina right now. He'll drive his John Deere lawnmower down to the breakfast restaurant every damn morning, and he'll take his lawnmower down Main Street. Now, you know, that's really not the same thing as today. There was a fellow who owns the mortuary driving in a golf cart. But, you know, golf carts have morphed. Golf carts are vehicles now. His was a little bit more than just a regular golf cart. It was a jacked up golf cart with some pretty good tires on it. And he was riding down East Main Street in Edmond, and I didn't see anything wrong with that. It was fun to watch him and his daughter, and that probably make you start having to put tags on. I was down at Costco, and they've got a $6,000. I don't know what to say. It's like a Yamaha vehicle. It is a vehicle. I mean, that's the closest thing to a pickup truck I ever seen. That, you know, had a dump bed on the back of it, roll bars. But, you know, I think it'll go 50 miles an hour. And I was like, my God, that's a cheap car. If you can get a tag for it and some regular road tires, I don't see why on sunny days you couldn't run it downtown. But those vehicles are wonderful. All of them, golf carts, all the way up, more stuff to those other things. Shoot, all of them good. They're good at contests. They save steps, especially when you got a great big old contest like all the IBCA contests. They're just so big. You know, 200 teams. You start packing them in there like that, folks, you got a lot of teams and a lot of area to cover. And all right, well, we're going to end it off with a little Red Solo Cup, and I'm going to go back in here and start working on the website again. And I just want you all to know I love you. I know I'm not traveling as much as I was, but at some point I got to get my act together. So what I'm doing looks sophisticated and good, because sophisticated is what they want, and good old times is not all they want. So I got to get more sophisticated. I want to thank all the radio hosts that do Barbecue Superstars Radio. And I just want you to know, fellas, how much I appreciate every single one of you. Every one of you is a good guy and good people. And Jim Bird, Killer Bees, winning a whole bunch of contests. And I tell you, that's a smart man. That man is, he's not playing around. I wouldn't be surprised if he made the top 10 of the KCBS and won the SBN straight out and might make a standing in another sanctioning body. You know, plus there's the GBC and the North Carolina Championship, and who knows, if he win both of those too. And he's our Monday night host, and we just want to tell Jim Burton thank you so much for being on Barbecue Superstars. Chris Fulmer on Monday night got a hell of a radio show, and tailgating, and tailgating with the Barbecue Superstars going to move into. We love tailgating. We think it's a good place for barbecue. We want to get everybody cooking gumbo, cooking some good old brisket and Boston bucks. And we appreciate Chris Fulmer so much. Great cook. He's going to win him a bunch of grand before it's over. He's going to get in that column, the W column, too, in a big way. And then Whiskey Ben on Tuesday night. He's an awesome, awesome barbecue cook. Done a lot of television. And he's got a big future ahead of him. He's making a lot of money at his regular job. But I got a feeling if he decided he wanted to, he could probably make a lot of money on television. And we're really lucky to have Chad Ward and Whiskey Ben on our radio network. And, you know, you need to support and be a fan of Whiskey Ben Barbecue, because that man right there stands for a lot of good stuff, a lot of good ideas, and he's a smart fella. And make sure you tune in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. But, you know, on Wednesday we got two shows, Chris Chadwick and Barn Goddess. The Barn Goddess is Lori Frezee, and she's a big-time FDA cook, and but she's a good cook in general. She won her Big Poppin' Battle of Barbecue Junction competition, and she cooked some massive dishes. It was amazing. If you haven't seen that, it's the Fort Pierce edition of Big Poppin' Battle of Barbecue Junction. And she can really lay that food out there. That's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And then, but on Sunday, we got an all-star cast on Sunday now. SmokerBuilder.com, Frank Cox. SmokerBuilder.com. It's all about making your cooker better. If you want to buy a cooker, you've got about five different kinds you make. He is studying air movement. You know, how do you get it from the offset through your cooker, the most efficient way to produce the best barbecue? Gravity flow, you know, but flow of air and control of temperature is what Frank Cox is an expert at. And, you know, you got a cooker that don't work too good, it's kind of messed up, and somehow, you know, you can't quite get the temperature or the flavor you want out of it. Sunday night on BNTL, 646-915-9540, call in the Frank Cox Show, and he will either answer yourself, himself, or he's got a ton of experts. They got a whole forum on smokeabuilder.com. And I tell you, always on Sunday night, tune in to Frank Cox, call in, see what's going on. But also, now we have the Texas connection with West Texas Pitmasters, Lance Moore. And boy, Lance Moore is a computer genius and a brilliant barbecue cook. Now, folks, Lance Moore can light the fires and kick the tires. And if you go to Texas and you enter an IBCA, it might be your ass that he's kicking, because he wins a lot of contests. And, man, if you're trying to figure out how to get that brisket, chicken, ribs, and butts right, and he can cook butts too. He can cook just about anything you put out there. And he knows a lot about the ins and outs of how to make that meat or whatever you're cooking cook up right, because the functionality of cooking is a lot more than just throwing it on the grill at the right temperature, you know. Pulling it out, letting it rest, putting it back in, injection, when do you put the rub on, what rub do you use, what temperature is the best. Do you cook at the same temperature the whole time, or do you cook it so much at this one and then so much at another one, and then tighten up the brisket, tighten up the Boston butt. Oh, it got too loose, now it's pot roast. There's a lot to it. And Lance Moore, his whole show is about cooking, baby. And West Texas Pitmasters can flat lay it down. And then Smoking X on Thursday night, those two fellows can cook, they can tailgate, they can have a whole lot of fun. And I tell you, you'll find out a lot of IBC events that are out there. They're having organizers call in. Just so much going on, Smoking X Nation. And I tell you, I'm part of the X Nation. I'm claiming my corner. Daryl wants to be a disciple of Smoking X. So make sure you call in Thursday night, 347-202-0263. Man, I've had a great time. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Think about getting a Costco membership. There's just so many advantages to it, and it's a well-run, very organized facility. I went there yesterday, and I tell you, everything's stacked up, packed up. The buggies are all in the right place. And you know what else? They ring your stuff up right the first time. And I've had some bad experiences at some other wholesale house. And just to let you know, Costco controls 50% of all wholesale market. They are by far and away double any other wholesale house, period. Any competition, Costco is the number one wholesale distributor in the United States, period, for a wholesale warehouse for regular shoppers. So don't let the hype. The other two are half of what they are. So just with their buying power alone, nobody can compete with Costco. So get yourself a Costco membership. And listen, old Daryl, I wouldn't steer you wrong. I'm here to try to take care of you. All right, we're going to end it off with a little Red Solo Cup. We appreciate you coming by. We'll be back next Friday, I hope, in the next week, to make a lot of progress on the website. We're going for sophistication. We're going for organization. We are going for the number one barbecue website to ever hit the internet
and we want to put you on there. And that's another thing. You know, if you got a video of cooking some type of meat or and you want it on Barbecue Superstars, just send me the YouTube code and an email. You don't have to ask. I'll put it on there. And if you've got a tailgate video, we want any tailgate video you got, tailgate videos for any pro sports team or college Division I team, we need tailgate videos, and we would love to put any video you have of tailgating on Barbecue Superstars, and we'll feature you. If you send me a video, I'll put it on there, but if it's good, I'll put it on the front page, front and center, so everybody can say, hell yeah, for your college team or your pro team, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, I got them all on there for the major sports, and we'd love to put your tailgate video. Now, one thing before I go, on the Division I teams, it doesn't just have to be football. Every Division I page that I've got on the tailgate is for all the sports for that university. So, you know, if you got a good baseball, basketball, lacrosse, I don't know, whatever they play at your school, volleyball, if you had a good tailgate for that event, then send me the YouTube code. We'll put it on there. Because, you know, I'm finding out people tailgate for basketball, baseball, and NHL just like they do football. And so we'd be more than glad to entertain all tailgating videos. And let me raise the middle light to you one time before we go. And I'm going to say a big 1, 2, 3. And if you enjoy Barbecue Superstars and you love cooking barbecue, I want you to raise up your beer or whatever you're drinking. It don't matter, even if it's orange juice. I'm going to do a big 1, 2, 3, and I want everybody to say, hell yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, no, no. God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Woo! Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a